Sticking with immigration, here's a story of how an Iranian musician who ran afoul of the authorities managed to escape to Canada, and how music made that possible. Ari Asadia's story is part of our occasional series called Why Music Matters.
As a kid, I started teaching myself how to play keyboard. By the age of 16, I could go to weddings and birthday parties and underground parties and just play music. It was a birthday party, I believe. There was a lot of girls and boys, I would say about 50 people. We were playing and having fun and people were dancing. If you want to have a party in my country, girls and boys should be in different rooms. Also, drinking in my country is illegal. You can't drink alcohol. And that party, there was alcohol and there was girls and boys mixed. It's a really bad situation to be in. If the guards show up, all of a sudden somebody came in and they're like, the guards are here, the guards are here. And when you hear this, it's like you want to save whatever you can and just go. Usually there is a stairway in the middle of the house, inside the house, that leads you to the roof. So I remember, I took my keyboard and I took the stairs. I was so scared. I was like a rat running away from a lion. I tried to jump down the roof, but it was too high. So I had to go like roof to roof until somewhere I could just find another door. My heart was pounding. I was like, I felt like I'm going to faint. I don't know if somebody's going to sell me out in the party. When I saw the stairway access, I started knocking on it until somebody came up. And they're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, they're after me. I just need to get access to the street so I can go home. They believed me because it happens time to time, you know. I was there for another 2 or 3 years. I just told my parents, I'm just fed up with this thing. I just want to go somewhere to be free. Music is my life. Music is my hope. Music is my message. I think there's nothing greater than kindness and peace. And I want to see that day that we can lay our hands on peace. If you can just close your eyes and imagine that you can make this happen.
That's Ari Asadi with Why Music Matters. Our series is produced by Anna Boyko-Wyrock.